Is that Marty out there?
Just calling this in.
Cuz, Larry, I barely caught it and thought it was somebody else. But how you doing this morning?
I am doing good, out running my tool route. I heard you talking to Dave and that other gentleman. I couldn't catch his name, though.
Hey, because of his call sign is HWY at the end. It's K4HWY. He did that because he's on the road all the time. That's why I call him Highway. I really can't pronounce his other name.
Spoken on there, too, so you can barely hear him.
He was coming into the repeater that I think is the way he was trying to hit the repeater that was making him sound low also.
So what are you out doing today?
Sitting in my garage at my ham station listening to the radio for conversation.
There, because I'm out riding around jumping from shop to shop visiting customers today, so it's nice to have somebody to talk to in these longer drives.
To.
I run a mobile tool route for, I own a Matco tool franchise.
You up around Greenville?
I am up in Traveler's Rest in the Slater Marietta area right now.
How's everything up there? It looks pretty clear and sunny, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful out here right now.
Using a Yagi from Saluda, getting into the Mount Mitchell repeater. I think David said he was, you know, knew the way he was coming in, and said that he was pretty much bouncing his signal off of a mountain or something.
But from Saluda, you ought to have a fairly good shot at the Cedar's Head repeater, because I live in Penrose, which is on the other side, which is close to Bernard.
Basic line of sight, who knows? It all depends on, also another thing it depends on is Highway's elevation there, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, it's got a lot to do with it up there, getting over those mountains, because there's a spot in Hendersonville where you just lose all radio signals coming in. I call it the black hole, right about exit 1 on 25, all the way back around, almost to the Transylvania County line.
Kind of sits down in a valley, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. And so does Bavard. So there's a mountain range right in there. But somehow or another, I'm getting over it to go to where I need to.
Glad I don't have to drive for a living no more.
Easy out here at times, I can tell you that. I had a lady run a stop sign in total in my tool truck last year, and I just have gotten a replacement the 1st of July.
You're bad, brother.
I went to the hospital, but she didn't have any life-threatening injuries or anything like that.
I'm a retired mailman, and one day I was sitting at the mailbox at the end of somebody's driveway, and they come barreling in reverse. I don't know what happened. The foot slipped off the brake and hit the gas or whatever, but they T-boned me pretty hard, and I was out for, about 13 weeks out of work. Two surgeries, one surgery in my neck and one surgery in my shoulder. Later, I got to go back to work.
Anything like that, because I was in a M2 Freightliner and she was in a Volkswagen, but she totaled the truck. She hit me so hard she darn near turned it over on its side.
Pretty dangerous out there, and I'm glad I ain't out in it on a regular basis. And yeah, I live down here on the end of Woodruff Road, right before it turns into Spartanburg County. And they put a traffic circle in where I live at, pretty close to where I live at. And you think that people will yield to you being on the traffic circle, but I can't count how many wrecks I was almost in while I'm in the traffic circle.
Realize that what they're doing there at all. They're trying to put those in up at the house, and I told them they might as well just go ahead and put an ambulance station in the middle of every one of them, because it ain't going to be nothing but a cluster.
It's going to be something else, and it's funny to see people when you're on the traffic circle, they want to cut in, but when you keep going, they keep the flow of traffic from happening. They get mad at you and blow the horn and try to ride you real close when they get behind you. It's like a little common courtesy, guys. And, you know, when I'm turning my neighborhood there right at the traffic circle, they look like they're getting mad. And I just say, okay, go ahead. You got the road from here on out.
Yeah, Gerald T.R.
Hey, this morning. They got Patrick and Larry here.
Oh, doing great. Great to hear you, Patrick. And nice to hear the other gentleman. I heard him talking about cars earlier. He's a little bit muffled. I think he's a little bit close to the mic, like I tend to do at times. Go ahead, Larry.
That's correct. I tend to hold the mic a little too close to my mouth. How I sound now?
Excellent, Larry. Nice to meet you, sir. My name's Tom. I'm N0TR. That's Tango Radio. Immigrant down here for 11 years from Kansas.
AO4MWY. I live down in Sensaville, right before you get to Spartanburg County on Winter Road.
Well, he lives down there by N4IQ someplace, doesn't he, Patrick?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where he lives.
What?
N4IQ?
Yes, sir. That's who I'm talking, and I just reached for my drinking cup here, and the whole thing come out of the console. Go ahead, Larry.
When I first moved here, down here in the country, which I thought was the country, we listened to ambulances and fire trucks every day now.
Just a new way of life around anywhere anymore, especially over anything near Woodruff Road.
Texas is living right off Woodruff Road. I'm right there where 417 comes out of
perfect double.
Bill lives out there in the Tulies, and he said the same thing as you did, Larry. He's out there in George's Hideaway, I think. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, in a subdivision called Whitehall, so I could move, but where would you go? You know, prices on land and houses are so absurd now, but, you know, can't find no place to go.
This is KO4HKX. I'm at State 73s. I'm backing into my next customer's driveway. You two gentlemen have a good day, and 73s to you.
Okay, Patrick. You have a nice day, too. This is N0TR Mobile. Well, Larry, what kind of vehicle did you say that was a 67?
A 67.
Well, I made a mistake. What kind of older vehicle did you say you had?
Got an 87 F-150.
Okay. Well, I thought I heard you and Mike talking about something about old cars. I was just going to refer to my neighbor. He's got a 67 Camaro that I'm fascinated with that he rebuilt.
I'm a labor of love, don't they? Because you'll never get your money out of it. And if you don't end up driving the rest of your life, you know, you're stuck with it and you won't get your money back out of it.
I don't know, people's kind of crazy nowadays. I tend to agree with you. But I know he's got over 40 grand in that one. And he calls it a driver. And it's got 600 and I think 30 horsepower.
Yeah, he's thirsty. It probably couldn't pass a gas station.
Yeah. Most kids wouldn't recognize it, but I said, yeah, he has to use ethyl. I should say high test, huh, Larry?
They wouldn't know what that is.
Well, I'm 73, Larry, and I'm an old retired electrician, and I was an electronic technician in a machine shop for 32 years, and then I worked in a wheel plant, I worked in a printing plant, and I worked in a hospital for a year and then got retired. What'd you do, Larry?
This August 21st of this month marked my 42nd year anniversary of raising my right hand for the United States Army. Then I got out of that for 13 years and went to Postal Service, and now retired post office with 37 years federal service.
Oh, God bless you. Well, we had, we got two real nice guys on here that are Army, KL4NUE, Sergeant Major retired, and N4 WHM, Bill, down by Hartwell. You'll want to talk to them. They're really great individuals. And he was Army for, I don't know how many years, six or so. But Chad, in UE, was, I think, 27 years. I was just in the Navy, and I was in a flight crew and flew in two different planes and just did the standard tour of 4 years.
Yeah, that's enough for some folks. I mean, I did 13 years, and then I blew my right knee out and had, you know, the writing's on the wall. If you can't at least run PT test and everything, my, you know, numbers were going up, and the writing's on the wall when you can't do that. So I went in and took a early out. I mean, not early out. I just got out.
My brother and I went to Vietnam together, and he stayed in, but he was a personnelman, and so he had a good gig there, you know, and he became a master chief and then retired and went back to work for the Military Personnel Command until he retired, mostly in Washington, D.C., and the little bit he stayed in that the last 2 years, I think, was in Slidell, Louisiana.
I was in Signal. I was a communicator in the Army. Graduated out of AIT in Fort Gordon, Georgia. Been around 9th Signal Battalion up in Fort Lewis, 8th Signal Battalion out of Germany at 8th ID, and then 304th at Signal Brigade in Korea, and back at Fort Huachuca, and I've been all around, so, and enjoyed every minute of it. I wished I could do it again.
Chad changed his MOS to communications of some kind before, after he'd been in a few years. I think he got tired of them PT tests, probably, I'm just guessing. And that's, my brother lives out there somewhere around Fort Huachuca now. He's retired out there.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
What?
You're all talking to, I heard y'all talking about military and retirees and all, so I'm one of those, a Navy retiree, so 26 years, but you know, it is what it is. The other station, go ahead.
With at least 20, you know, but bad knees keeps you from doing what you need to do, especially when you're living in a world that requires you to run, and your knees just won't perform like you want it to.
Dusty, I gotta go. I'll let you talk to Larry here, and I'll say 73s. I'll be back out in a little while on the road. W2T N0TR.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Tom, I bet you a good 73 too. This is KO4MWY.
See how, Larry?
Yeah, back in 79, I enlisted and got out in 92. And then worked for the state for 2 years. And then worked for the Postal Service. And then now I'm a retired postal worker with 37 years federal service because I bought all that time back.
Nice you do that. I should have gone into that when I came off of active duty. I only had 2.5 years of active. Most of mine was reserve time. And I also did 6 years in the Army Reserve. I was with the 108th Division. I was with 108th Battalion, 1st Brigade, but we were training. Most of our guys were all drill sergeants. They tried to make one out of me, didn't work out. I ended up in personnel.
Well, where you needed to be then. Personnel is just as important as a grunt.
Oh yeah, well they tried to make me, like I said, I was in computers when in the Navy. I was a data processor in the Navy, so that's what I did there. So anyway, and it kept me going and everything. So I retired as a chief data processor. So it is what it is, as they say.
I marked my 42nd year of raising my right hand for the government back in August 21st of August this month. And shoot, if I could do it again and have the body I had when I first went in, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
When I did my time, did 26 years total between active and reserve, and went a lot of places, did a lot of things, served in a lot of different units, and you know, it all worked out. Now my sister, she retired from active duty 22 years. She was a E6. She came out as an E6 as a first class aircraft hull tech, but she spent 11 of her years in as a air traffic controller. So she had her time in there too.
Yeah, my son is presently flying C-12s in the Army right now. He's down out at Nellis Air Force Base. Army guy at Nellis Air Force Base. I don't know what Nellis does, but I know it's in the middle of the desert in Nevada, isn't it?
Haven't got a clue. I ran into a young lady that's a member of my church. Her family's a member of my church. Graduate, and she just completed her training to learn to fly the small jets that they carry people around in. She's about to make lieutenant colonel, and she's a major now, and she's on selection for lieutenant colonel, and she's been transferred to the group that flies out of D.C., that flies the people, all the members of Congress around, and all the little personal jets and things around like that, and the vice president's wife and things like that. So that's what she's going to be doing. She says she can finish up her 20 years there if she wants the next 6 years, because you don't go there unless you're specifically selected for that.
Action, Park. I was selected at one time for the presidential communications team or whatever, you know. But I turned it down. I like being around the family.
Well, like I said, she's about ready to be selected for lieutenant colonel, and she was given the chance, and she was selected to be part of this team, and she'd been down in Georgia learning to fly those little small jets like that. She used to fly, and she trained people to fly the KC-135 tankers. That's what she did. She's a little short gal, about 5'0" on that, 5'1", just big enough, just tall enough to fly jets. And but she used to fly. She flew C-130s, and then she got into the KC-135s, the tankers, and eventually became a trainer for that. And and so she's moved around and done a lot of things, been everywhere, and she was the second in command for one of the flying group somewhere. I forgot where it was. But like I said, she just completed her training in flying the little super jets, the little passenger jets. So now she'll be moving on to flying. She's headed back to D.C. where she's going to be for the next 6 years if she wants.
That sounds good. I mean, at least she has a viable career option once she gets out of the Air Force, right?
Oh, yeah. She's got lots of choices and all. She's Dorothy's a very go-getter too, very quiet. But I'll tell you what, don't cross her, because you will wish you hadn't.
Well, I've never known any field grade officer that that did take any crap off of anybody. I think that goes with the territory.
The E-7s in the Navy that'll take crap from most people either.
It was one of my biggest problems when I got out of the Army. I was E-6 at the time. I had to deprogram that part of the brain and reprogram the civilian side of the brain.
And, well, you know, you learn what you got to learn, and then you go from there.
Every time my spouse told me, "You're not in the Army anymore, Sergeant Vest." I said, "But I feel like it."
You just have to grin and bear it and hope you don't say the wrong thing to the wrong person sometime. But, you deal with it. Well, I got to run here. I'm waiting. I got somebody, I think I just heard him driving to my yard, that's coming to do some work over here, and I need to catch up to them. Talk to you later, Larry. Good to meet you. I don't think you and I have talked before. Maybe we have, but we'll see. Anyway, I'll catch you later. W2T clear.
Kelly, why I'm clear too.